What's poppin', people? Here we go with part one of the podcast with the Skeleton Crew. Mark's here from Berkeley, Jay's here from Plymouth. I'm here from Ferndale, and this is the Drew and Mike podcast for, God, what day is it? Is it Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday.
Yup.
Third day of January, 2017. Still doing a little bit of catching up on the year-end things. We have one, I know at least one very important year-end list that Mark's been reminding me repeatedly we have not covered. The annual list of things caught in people's rectums.
Yep.
Which some doctors...
Or any orifice, really. I think there's some vaginas in there.
They probably compile this every year. I mean, this has really been a... This has been going on for about 15 years, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's from the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
You could almost repeat the list from 5 years ago and no one would notice the difference, but it's always fun to go over anyway.
It's true.
And then we had some big television kicking in last night with Arnold the Apprentice.
Yeah.
The Bachelor, which... we were just talking about it. It's getting a bit repetitious, but it was still, I tell you, it still blows me away to see 30 beautiful women get out of limousines, all of whom want to marry this guy or ball him at least.
They just want to be on the TV.
But they all want to fuck him. Every one of them.
That should be a prerequisite, right?
It is.
Oh, okay.
They do. Have you ever seen a girl asked to go off the show? Never.
No. Uh-uh. Are there, how many black chicks are on it this time?
Because there's a bunch.
Oh, really?
A bunch. I'm convinced that he must have told them he likes black chicks.
Oh, okay.
I'm serious. There's got to be seven or eight. I rated every girl, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, this will be fun. I want to see them.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if you agree with my ratings. I went from a 9 all the way down to a 6.
Six?
Yeah. There were a couple
I'm gonna, I will venture that the 6 does not have a big chest.
No, she didn't.
And I would guess, too, that there's something... very shallow that he didn't like about her. I don't know what it would be. Maybe a hairstyle you didn't like or something. No, you know, with you, it's something she said probably. She probably had a terrible opening joke.
Yeah, there were some.
Yeah, yeah.
People were trying to do something unique, and they may have cost themselves a half a point or two with me.
It's fun to judge people immediately.
It is.
That's why first impressions are so huge.
I was primarily going on looks because it's hard to screw up if you look good. Yeah. It's hard to blow it the first night on that show.
Unless you
have to get too drunk.
Hammered, yeah.
And I've seen people even get really hammered and get picked. So anyway, but first things first, it is the 3rd of January, which means it's a very special day. The birthday of one of those present, Mr. Mark Fellhauer, celebrating as it was prematurely done last night with our dear friend, Mr. Methane.
Did we say it was Mark's birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how are we allowed to ask how old?
Sure, 41.
Which is, hang on, I'll just give you one for level, just a minute.
It still makes me laugh.
Wow.
How's levels, that at your end?
Levels are looking good.
That goes right. Here we go. This is happy birthday to Mark. Here we go.
Thanks, Methane.
Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Mark.
That was a wet one.
Oh, Lordy.
We went all the way there.
Oh, thank you. I'm so honored. I was talking to my mom today. My mom called to wish me happy birthday, obviously. She's like, he said, Mr. Methane wished me happy birthday yesterday. Like, I was really excited about it. He's just he's kind of gross. And she said the same thing about Skin, and these are, I consider both of them friends. I've met,
absolutely.
You know, I know Skin very well. Methane.
They're both very nice people, too. They're both very successful.
That's my defense. He's very nice, Mom.
No, good guys. Longtime friends of the show. Really, yeah. About as long as it gets on this show.
You know, I forgot. Yesterday, January 2nd, was my 20th anniversary of starting as an intern.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, 97.
20th anniversary. Uh-huh. No?
Day before my 21st birthday.
Okay, so 1997. Yep. The Wings were about to win the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a crazy time.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's funny that you missed late 91. So you missed 5 years and about a month and a half, which is not that much. But, God, oh, boy, you missed some bad shit. That was not the best time.
It got made up for.
It did, yeah. I've always thought that, too. 94 on was really pretty much of a roll.
Yeah.
So, anyway, interesting. 20 years. Congratulations. Wow, 20 years.
Yeah.
It was huge. And Clark's 20 years, 25 years went by on December 9th, I think, technically. Mm-hmm. And Trudy's also, which was somewhere around there, like the 14th or the 16th.
Like, yeah.
So there.
Wow.
Mariah Carey today, there was, this thing is still being batted around, which is funny because there's really nothing to say about this.
Nope.
It's so obvious that she just was a big diva bitch and something was maybe a little off. I don't know. They were showing replays of her before she went on where she couldn't hear Ryan talking to her.
Yeah. And she said, she said something like, my earpiece isn't working.
So is that the same earpiece you wore on stage, I suppose? I don't think so.
Well, I think it really jumped the shark today when Good Morning America had Dan Abrams on to break down the legal ramifications.
That was pretty funny.
What?
I know he even was making fun of it about how ridiculous that he liked being on TV, but he really didn't believe
that was pretty funny.
It was going anywhere. Because I don't blame them for saying, shut up, this is defamation, which is a very legal term, and knock it off or we're going to take this to court, because she should shut the fuck up. I mean, how absolutely lame on her part to be blaming them for what I still can't do it
for ratings. That just is the most basic stuff to throw against the wall to see if it sticks, but people will believe it. Let's do it for ratings.
Well, why should they have clipped the West Coast?
What are they going to fill it with?
Nothing. They don't have anything to fill it with. And not only that, it was essentially, they knew they did nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, people are only going to talk about it. They knew it was a huge media deal. It would only get bigger by being on the West Coast. So I don't blame them for not wanting to cut it.
I still love those dancers, man.
I know.
with the coat, the way they're holding the coat and doing the dips.
It is funny how every time you see it, there's something new and interesting to pick out of it. But the dancers, and somebody pointed out on Good Morning America today, the dancers had no problem. They knew what to do.
Well, she had no problem lip-syncing along for the first and third song, for most of it, until she got pissy.
Yeah, that's the thing I think that stuns me the most, is why does she just drop the mic to her side mid-line and basically tell the world, yeah, I'm lip-syncing?
I think the most disappointing thing in that whole production of Mariah Carey on New Year's Eve is the fact when she went, that was, and I was just waiting for her to go, fucked up, throw some big expletive out there, and then she
amazing.
Said amazing. It's like, oh, Mariah, you missed your opportunity to really bone over Dick Clark Productions, but because she was so pissed.
I know, and I'm trying to be a good sport.
No, you're not.
That was the number one song. That song I couldn't sing.
Well, I really distracted about how huge she looked in that unitard she was wearing, because she looked awful.
Yeah, she didn't look good. You know, the whole thing really, every time this happens, it just to me points up how unmusical music has become.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know,
it's about the presentation, the dancing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's about having a bunch of dancers on stage. I still can't get over how did we get here? What brought us here? I mean, we had bands that performed. You know, guitar players, you had horn players, drummers. Why is it that people don't want to see a band performing like they always did?
Boy bands.
Yeah, boy. Well, there's a lot of truth to that.
Okay, phenomenon. You know, I get it. And they were huge.
Well, that took over pop music, and that's kind of where pop music is today has kind of evolved from.
So what, people decided they didn't like people who play instruments anymore? That's just a lost art?
Well,
too boring?
Now, along with boy bands, you have technological advances that allow you to make music from a computer.
Sure.
So that kind of gets rid of having to play a real instrument.
It just seems to me, if you're watching, if you're going to see a musical performance, I don't know what's wrong with having musicians on stage.
Well,
I know they cost money, and that's obviously part of it, but you're paying the fucking dancers.
I think it'll come back. I mean,
yeah, everything goes round and round. I suppose it will. I just can't believe it's gotten to this point where, you know, we literally, it seems to me, about half the time we're watching somebody lip sync, which, what is the point?
Do you think, like, in the 60s when bands, what are all these four pieces? Where's the band leader? I mean, it's kind of evolved, I suppose. But her, she's not going to be dancing enough where she can't sing. She can still go up there and sing. She's supposed to be a crooner, right?
Well, but that there in of itself, that is mind-boggling to me, that someone like Madonna or Britney Spears, that her dancing would be more important than her singing. And but so you want to hear...
I agree, but you can at least understand why they're lip-syncing, right? Or maybe, you know, I don't know,
I suppose
Chris Brown or some great dancer or whatever. You can kind of see why they're dancing, but not her.
It just seems so lazy that someone like Madonna, who is known for her songs, I just would think that singing the song would be what you would want to see that person do. If you're listening to the track, it's like, well, why even have the music? Why even pretend? Why even put the microphone on? Why don't you just have her dance?
Do you think a lot of those fans care? I mean, really?
No, they probably don't. That's why I'm saying, why not just have her dance? Why even pretend with the lip syncing? Why not just say, we're going to play the album and we're going to dance?
I'm with you. I wouldn't want to see somebody.
$109 or $150 to see Madonna dance while we play her records.
Instead of saying
in concert or whatever.
I would just rather hear something different than what you hear on the
exactly
album, right?
That's the whole point of seeing it live and seeing how it's made and seeing who plays what.
Ugh.
But yeah.
Okay. Does this affect her at all? Is this going to hurt her? The shit happens tweet. No, I don't mean affect her mentally, because I don't think anything gets through that that wall. But like career wise
Let me think. Maybe a little bit, in that, you know, this is supposedly someone who has a great voice, who's such a great singer, who's had,
yeah.
I mean, she's really one of the
most number one hits, right?
For an individual female artist, I think she does have the most, like 16 or 15. That's a ton. I don't know. I just think it shows a complete lack of pride, a complete lack of, just something missing in her as an artist.
There's a meme my buddy sent me, and it had a picture of Ronda Rousey getting just knocked out, and the caption was, I just had the worst performance of 2016, and then followed with Urban Meyer pulling his headphones off, and it said, no, wait, we just had the worst performance of 2016, and the next is a picture of Mariah on New Year's, and it says, hold my beer, I got this. Kind of a perfect way to wrap up that year, I suppose.
She's got 18 number one hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, the King's got 18. The Beatles have 20.
That's crazy.
Rihanna has 14. But, you know, the Beatles and Elvis could have had another 15 or 20, I bet, if they had just put out four or five singles on an album. Not to mention the Beatles deal where they put out singles and then didn't put them on the album.
Yeah. I don't know. Obviously, Dick Clark Productions will never hire her again for anything. I don't know what else they do other than New Year's Rockin' Eve. What else do they do?
I don't think they... I don't know.
You know what's funny?
I think they have a couple syndicated shows on radio.
Oh.
Countdown shows.
They should drop all their songs.
You know, it's interesting to think back on... This is what really surprised me about lip-syncing. Lip-syncing was the standard forever until in the mid-60s, bands like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and I want to say a few others like The Who, The Animals... at various points in time, refused to lip-sync. Jim Morrison refused to lip-sync on Ed Sullivan. Wow. And so that was when he said, don't sing, try to take me higher. And so Morrison screamed it right into the face of the camera and was, we'll never be on Ed Sullivan again, of course. But
was that before or after he was dosed with acid, Ed Sullivan? Which I love. Oh. Was that Ken Kesey that dosed him?
That was before. No, yeah, it was the guy, the cocaine guy.
Oh, that's right.
The cocaine cowboys guy. Yeah.
Okay.
That crazy guy.
Do you think he dosed him because of that?
I think they just did it
in my mind to pretend that he's like, fuck that guy. I'm dosing him with acid someday.
I think they just did it for fun. That was around 72, I think, when that happened. But, you know, these guys really wanted to play. They hated lip syncing. They thought it was so embarrassing. And so the standard became that you did not lip sync.
Oh, Ed's furious.
Well, what show is this? Is Ed Sullivan? Yeah. He screams it right into the camera.
Good night.
Goodbye, Ed. So anyway, you know, in the 70s, and I want to say up until 80s, 90s, when, you know, this boy band stuff came in, to be accused of lip syncing, there was nothing worse. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, you were a complete fraud.
What's the biggest example? Milli Vanilli. Although right. They lip-synced on everything.
Yeah, that was, well, they were just a total phony. That was 88, but they were a complete and utter phony in every respect. Well, they didn't even sing on the record.
Remember Ashley Simpson?
Yeah, and that was in the 2000s, I think, wasn't it? Or 99, 2000, right around there?
Did that little jig. It's the worst.
I just saw that again because of the Mariah Carey thing. They were sort of running back and, you know, great moments in onstage debacles. And that was so, oh God, how humiliating.
Her band was really screwed too because they had to basically play along, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Was the band?
They were playing the.
They were live.
Yeah, they were playing.
She wasn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so they tried to say it was a guide track that actually.
She had acid reflux.
Whatever. Oh, yeah, that's right. And that was when her dad was involved before he went gay.
And became a photographer. Now, on American Bandstand, didn't they always lip sync? Was that mostly?
Yeah, I think that was primarily lip syncing. I think that was. Yeah. But I remember people even fought that successfully and sang. Like Prince, I believe, sang on American Bandstand. But American Bandstand was always kind of those sort of hokey top 40 acts. You didn't see big, real bands playing on American Bandstand.
Well, hell, Travolta was on there, remember?
Yeah, he was. I don't think he's.
I don't know why I always think like that's the image of Bandstand that pops in my head was Travolta on there.
That's actually a pretty good image because that's the kind of crap that would make an American Bandstand. Oh, man. And American Bandstand's really, I think, if I had to say the history of American Bandstand, the biggest thing that ever really that show did or made happen was it destroyed the career of Jerry Lee Lewis because Dick Clark was supposed to have him on the week after he was in London and they said, who's this chick with you? And he said, oh, that's my wife. It's my first cousin and my wife. And
killer.
I said, how old is she? And he said, she's 13. And so that became this huge deal. And then that Saturday, he was supposed to be on Bandstand, and Dick Clark canceled him. And so that led to cancellation of the tour and pretty much the cancellation of Jerry Lee Lewis's career for years. I don't know how. I think it took him 10 years to come back.
Bummer.
Hey, it was a legal marriage.
Bummer. It was?
How the fuck?
Oh, they didn't have a legal.
How did you marry a 13?
They didn't have an age of consent. It's the South, man.
I think it was a legal marriage. I believe it was, but people still thought it was just pretty gross.
It's pretty stupid. Gross. 13 and his cousin.
Yeah.
Way to go for the you know, both of them.
What? Oh, boy.
Ugh. I mean, so, if you don't marry your cousin, maybe wait till she's a little older.
That seems to be a cultural thing.
I would say
In some areas, certain religions, it's
in times.
Much more common. Now, last night, we mentioned the shows that came on, including Arnold and The Apprentice. You watched a little bit of it. You didn't watch that much, did you?
Yeah. No, I watched it here with you afterwards, the first couple breaks.
They did Women versus Men, and one thing was kind of interesting. Boy George got real pissy.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Yeah. And I don't know why. I thought he seemed cool with it and everything seemed okay, but then he and Vince Neil had to produce a jingle or a little song or something they were doing. And Vince was drinking wine in the studio.
Yeah.
And Boy George, being a recovering alcoholic, got all pissed.
Oh, come on, George.
And Vince got all pissed back saying that you know, if he's going to hold me responsible for sobriety, then he's going to, you know, he's going to collapse pretty soon. But I thought it was
that's a little ridiculous on Boy George's part.
I thought it was stupid,
although,
too.
Well, I don't know. He could have said something to Vince. Like, maybe not drink around me or something.
Yeah, he didn't bitch until after the fact, which I thought was dumb. And then the thing about Vince, though, I just can't get over the fact that he knows he's being filmed on national television, and he has no problem. He has to drink in the middle of the afternoon while they're doing this thing in the studio. When we all know he killed that guy in a drunk driving accident, he's appeared. We've talked about this before. You know, he went on Rockline, just bombed off his ass. Mm-hmm. I would just think anybody in that band or in that guy's family would just be so annoyed. How cavalier can you be about something like that?
Yeah. No, I know. That's pretty bad. So who got booted off?
The girl, the social media star.
Got booted really? From
the sick team, which I love.
Good. Please tell me the guy who loves everybody.
The guys won both.
Oh, so they don't get kicked off. That's right.
Yeah, and the second one.
That guy we were talking about, he's like, he hosts American Ninja Warrior or something.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah, he was
Nobody knows who he is.
He was actually pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did pretty well. I'm trying to think, who was the second female that got booted? Oh, it was Carney.
Oh,
Wilson got booted.
Oh, that's a shame.
Because, actually, it's funny. They so ignored the instructions. You know, I'm sure a lot of people watch this. It was weird. When I saw them doing what they were doing, they had said they wanted, it was for Trident, I think, and they wanted multiple instances where people smiled for some reason. Mm-hmm. And the guys had all these little things, you know, like a text of a baby and Carson Kressley, a new pair of shoes on sale. And,
he was pretty funny, the stuff I saw.
He's kind of funny, yeah.
He's all right.
There were, you know, all these five or six instances that made people smile. And the chicks just had this one thing. It was just this stupid boxing thing with Layla Ali and Snooki, where Snooki, I can't even explain, it was so dumb. But it was just one thing. It was like, wait, they were supposed to do, I mean, I'm watching this going, aren't they violating exactly what they told them to do? And they did, and that's what they said in the boardroom. And so Carney Wilson got the boot.
So how was Arnold?
Arnold was,
I mean, in the beginning it was ridiculous.
Well, what I thought was kind of funny about that show, if you've seen that show, and I assume anyone that's on it must have seen it a few times, you know that when you get in the boardroom, you have to answer. You have to say a little something.
To answer the question, too. They hold you to task.
And every time Arnold want to know, you know, so who do you think was responsible or who helped bring the
who
team?
Who are you?
And Snooki is like, oh, I didn't want to say that.
Really?
Yeah, and she wasn't the only one. Nobody wanted to say anything. And so it was like, what show do you think you're on, you moron?
Not only that just makes for bad television.
Exactly.
Throw someone under the bus, Snooki.
And then the one chick that said something, the social media chick, gets booted off. She got dragged in the boardroom for
She got booted off because no one knows who she is.
Well, that certainly didn't help her. And then here's the line, by the way. We're all wondering what's going to be his line to boot people off instead of you're fired.
I was hoping I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
Which would have been perfect, but that is not what Arnold chose.
Everybody thinks it's going to be the one.
Kerry. You're terminated.
What? Terminated?
The best part.
Now, get to the chopper.
You didn't say it right.
In part two, you replaced it with hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, okay, that's
but
what
she did
thought,
go.
Yeah.
She did go to a chopper. This is what's so funny. Do you, really think, she, you really think she was choppered out of here?
She better be.
Well, she
with
they
Ray
show
Dong
her,
Chung.
Watch, they show her being choppered. Watch.
I think.
But I'm just saying.
I think I made the right decision.
I don't believe they took up. Right. They needed a helicopter to leave the show.
No, but it's
like they hired the cop, the copter, to go with the saying.
She showed a lot of leadership, and she really went all out. She took risks. I like that.
It's funny that they're going to show her in the chopper and everything. There it is.
I feel pretty awful.
They should have the predator chasing her to the chopper. I want to watch that movie right now. Well, she did say in the intro that she makes other people shine, right?
Yeah.
So clearly it worked. She got booted off.
Yep. See you, bitch.
You're terminated.
Get to the chopper.
So did he use you're terminated the second time and then hasta la vista?
You're terminated. Hasta la vista, baby.
No Okay.
And that was that.
Is he going to incorporate a movie into everything? Like, a Jingle All the Way. Just the worst. The worst. Yeah. I'm a copy idiot.
It's funny how big that stupid phrase is, though.
Which one? Get to the chopper?
There was so much talk about what Arnold was going to say. It was like every story I read about The Apprentice was talking about that.
Which is kind of silly. Well, you know why, though? Because he's got so many great movie lines.
Yeah, he does. I agree.
But it's totally different. I mean, Trump, you're fired was, that's just him saying you're fired and the way he said it and the way his hand was.
Well,
it's
people
not like it was a line that he used.
I think people like seeing a celebrity get fired, too. There's something kind of fun about that. I mean, when it was regular people.
You are expendable.
The idea that these people really were an apprentice, they sort of suggested that that was the case. But then when you start doing celebrities, they're not an apprentice. I don't even know what that word, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, most of those people, when we were watching them introduce them, are like billionaires. Weren't there like 4 or 5 billionaires on there?
You mean as players in the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some big money people, no doubt.
Like major money people. Yeah, Brooke Burke's worth a ton.
Yeah, she is. There were a few. Oh, here's The Bachelor. You want to see the whores on The
show? Can I rate them too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Joe, you want to rate the, Jay, do you guys want to rate the Bachelor girls?
I've often said this show should be called 30 Whores. 25 Whores.
And one turd?
Because they all will sleep with the guy, every single one of them. You know, give me some audio here.
Is this guy handsome? Like, do chicks?
Chicks dig him. Yeah, they do dig him.
Okay. I mean, I guess he is the Bachelor.
Yes. This is Danielle.
All right, I'm gonna get a piece of here.
Danielle is a small business owner.
Okay, that's kind of hot. One for being.
Look
a
at this
small
dress.
Business.
Look at this dress.
Oh, fake. Hi. Fakers, right?
Yeah, I think they are because they're kind of lift and separate.
I'm good. How are you?
All right, can I get a hug?
Yeah, of course.
He's still big titties.
He's got a boner.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that I was really excited to learn that you're going to be the Bachelor. Well, so
I like this girl.
Good teeth.
What, Jay?
Are you excited?
I'm feeling pretty
thumbs
good.
Down?
Yeah. I'm, warming up. Yeah. I'm getting going.
It's going all right. Yeah. Can't wait to get to know you.
Not overly aggressive, but not shy.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, just a voice.
I'm giving her an 8.
You know, it may have been because I was rating so early on. She's the first girl. I gave her a 9.
Okay.
I really liked her.
That's fine. 9.
But, you know, now that the titties are fake, I didn't focus on
that. That's why she got docked one.
Yeah, I should have docked her at least another half a point.
Oh, I mean, it's what not, did you give her?
I gave her an 8, but aren't they? I feel like they're all.
What, do you want to change the scale to 100?
They are all pretty hot. There's,
I feel like I should.
85?
I got to see the other ones. She's
there's some. Yeah, there's some definitely.
See, you gave her a 7?
Voice.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
Elizabeth, marketing manager. Stupid dress.
24. Yeah, the dress is dumb.
I am the most nervous I have ever been.
Terrible accent.
I mean, you're looking good.
Thank you. You're looking sharp.
Thank you very
pointy
much.
Pointy nose.
Really hard.
Yeah. There's some piercing voices here for sure.
I am so happy it's you.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'll see you inside.
All right, sounds good.
She was lying there the way she looked off to the side. That's a big tell. 6.
Okay, Rachel.
How are you doing?
She got the first impression, Rose.
Nice to meet you, Rachel.
It's so nice.
Rachel's an attorney. She's black.
Good, I'm good.
You look great. Fantastic.
Thank you. You look great.
Thank you.
Giant forehead.
I just want you to know that before I got here, I finished.
Yeah, she might have a receding hairline.
Giant.
That's going to hurt her.
What did you give Elizabeth? The last
year? I gave Elizabeth a 7.5.
Yeah, I gave her a 6, Jay. Jay's on the phone. Someone called.
Oh, who's calling?
Who is it? Who's on the phone? Maybe it's Danielle.
It's Mr. Methane? Hello?
Hello?
Who's there?
Maz.
Maz?
What are you doing?
What's up, Maz?
I wanted to wish Mark a happy birthday.
You did yesterday.
Well, no, but I'm not there today to celebrate.
I was absolutely stunned. Like, man, what Maz is calling about? I couldn't think of anything going on. And
not only that. But you posted on my Facebook wall.
I know, but I wanted to make it official.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Tom.
The most birthday-obsessed male in the world.
Oh, me. How was your day, Mark?
It was like every other day.
Where'd you go to eat?
We let Charlotte pick, so we ended up at Bagger Dave's because they have a train that goes around the top of the restaurant.
Aww.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, Maz, how do you normally handle a birthday?
Just another day.
If the person doesn't have a podcast, let's just say, how do you celebrate?
Call them.
You call them?
I call them. Yeah. Wow.
A personal call to everyone on your birthday list. Do you find yourself calling someone almost every day for a birthday?
Oh, my God. It probably takes
No, hours. Not every day, but I do. I cover my Facebook friends, of course, every day.
Right.
They all get a happy birthday wish from me. And all my buddies that don't like to have their birthdays announced, of course, I will call them two or three times
this
during
this is kind
of
lessening the importance
week.
Of you wishing me a happy birthday now that I know you wish everybody on point. Facebook no, happy no, birthday.
But I don't call them, Mark.
Oh, you got me a gift?
Wow,
oh,
Joey brought a gift. Jeez.
Valiant.
You know we got you a gift?
Yeah, you didn't give me what anything, Tom. Beat it. Goodbye.
Yeah, I did. I did today. I bought you something.
Oh, God.
Wait, that's a V hat for Forever Valiant?
Yeah, Forever Valiant.
Oh, God.
See?
There's another Michigan
Wait,
brand.
That's got to be.
It's a Michigan brand?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Are you even shitting better. Me?
Yeah.
Are you? No way. No way.
Always leading.
They're selling hats.
Forever Valiant.
They're selling hats with V's on them for Valiant.
That's awesome. I wear it all
the
time.
Just the V.
That's bullshit.
Greatest gift ever.
That may be the dumbest marketing program I've ever heard of.
Pound salt.
Why?
Drew, you love it.
What's wrong with the Block M? They'd rather sell V for Forever Valiant?
They can't sell the Block M. That's why they're selling the V for Valiant.
They can't sell the Block M anymore. No one wants.
Oh. Oh, okay.
It's a brand.
Oh.
It's not
the university zone.
No, that's what
I hope this goes down in flames.
All I know is I hope people go, hey, what's that V for on your hat? So I can sit them down and explain the bicentennial of the University of Michigan to them.
So
all
they
the
can,
wonderful things we've done.
So their stomach can go, just drop.
What?
Oh, my God.
With excitement. Thank you, Joe. Bye, Tom.
Does it have the jump man on it, by the way?
Oh, Jesus. Goodbye, Tom.
No, there's no basketball player.
You know what I thought?
Not this argument again.
Why not?
All right, guys. Have a good night.
See you, man.
Thank you, Tom, in all sincerity.
I
love you.
Tom today.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I saw my neighbor throw out a Christmas tree.
Oh, a neighbor threw out it. Yeah, Tom Maswell gets bothered when people throw away. This hat fits nice, too.
I'm worried about Tom. He's so emotionally pained by people taking out their Christmas trees. Holy shit. He leaves his lights up until mid-February or whatever.
His icicle lights, yeah. Well, that's Tom.
I mean,
it's kind of interesting to be around something that positive and
I've
joyous.
Never I have never known a guy ever who is so positive about stuff like that. So into birthdays and giving little gifts to guy friends. Not wanting to throw anything away.
I can't think of the last time I bought a gift from a guy friend outside of Christmas.
Well, even a birthday is pretty
thank you, Joe.
Rare. Wow.
Don't fool me.
I'm still kind of thrown. Okay.
You didn't go to the store. You saw this at the store and bought it, right? You didn't go to the store to buy it. Okay. You got it for free. Oh, that's even better. Thank you. It means more, though. I like that.
Do you guys want to rate Rachel,
yes,
by the way?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Rachel, I like her. She's got a gap
She's
between her teeth,
cute.
Though.
It's kind of cute, though, I think. I mean, I can see why you might not like
it. I'm still giving her a 6.
Setting up my
oh, 6?
Okay.
Wow.
The only
racist.
I want to make this season
no, I gave her extra points for being black. She would have been a 5 if she was white.
Wow.
Oh, he likes her, man.
He does like her.
Oh, zero.
First impression
this girl's getting a 0.
Yep.
She's holding a fan in front of her face and doing a stupid dance.
So good.
Too much gum.
I am right now.
No, not at all. I love
wedding videographer.
How are you?
Check out those titties.
I'm Kristen.
Kristen, it's so nice to meet you. I'm
it's
Nick.
So nice to meet you, Nick. Yeah. I feel, honestly, I feel like I'm meeting a celebrity.
Oh, my God. Can I give negatives?
I can assure you that. I
You're
am not.
You're normal, too. Yeah. But I've watched you on my TV for the past
She's a wedding
years.
Videographer, by the way.
Yeah. You're taller than I thought. Goodness gracious.
Oh.
So,
oh, there you go.
I love it.
Hope that's good.
Yeah.
I like your face.
Nice to meet you.
3.
Good luck meeting the rest of your girlfriend.
Thank you. It was very, very
you guys really don't like her that much?
No, I don't like her at all.
I gave her 7. I gave her 7.
You got this.
Hey, Dan. Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Taylor.
Taylor is a mental health counselor.
Nice to meet you.
I am so excited to be here.
Listen to what she says here. This will blow your mind.
Can I have a very, like, I feel like Seinfeld. This is a real minor thing about her looks that I think is
okay.
weird. Her teeth on her upper part, her upper teeth, aren't, they're not crooked, but they're not level, if that makes sense. Like her two front
yeah,
teeth
I know what
are,
you mean.
Are deeper and her incisors are up. It's weird. It's like a mountain range.
Wow. I want to take another gander at that.
That took me 1 second.
I did not notice that. What she says is so weird.
Do you see it now, Joe?
You got this. Hey, Dan.
Hi. I'm
see?
Good. How are you?
I'm
Taylor.
Taylor, so nice to meet you.
I am so excited to be here. Before coming, all my girlfriends were like, no, he's a complete piece of
How did you sleep?
Okay.
But I don't believe them or anyone else who thinks that.
That's nice.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, it was great meeting you.
Yes.
I'm giving her a 4. What's her name?
Taylor. I gave her a 5. Okay. I thought that comment was so fucked up. Her friends think he's a piece of shit.
I know she could have said anything, but she's a piece of shit.
No rack either, by the way.
No rack at all. But, I mean, how much you want to hang out with her friends when you get to know her?
I know.
I mean,
that could be a bonus.
Well, that's true. It gives you an out. It gives you an out.
Doesn't have to hang out with her friends.
It could be a 9.
Not wait to meet her friends.
From what I've seen, but he's a cuter person.
Girls are really intrigued by Nick. You know,
that is wonderful.
He exceeded my expectation.
She has no idea she even said something stupid.
I think when you see someone and how they appear on television, it's all about perception. And I feel like meeting him.
That's the first one. That's who I gave a 9.
Yeah, I give her an 8.
And sincere. I know many people have a lot of opinions about you, but I want to get to know you for you.
I appreciate that.
Knowing that this is Nick's 4th time around,
that's it.
Christina's a dental hygienist.
I didn't get to see much of her. She didn't seem like she had much of
his commitment.
Back it up, she can get a better look. She's pretty cute. I mean, I think you see so many cute girls, it's sort of hard to stand out. By the way, there's like 15 girls in red dresses before it's over.
Yeah, boy.
They appear on television. It's all about perception, and I feel like meeting him in person, it just confirms
nothing special
that
about her.
Good looking, man.
I know many people have a lot of opinions of you, but I want to get to know you for you.
She's got like
this is a little weird.
Like a flat face, like no cheekbone.
To me, just
like,
shows his commitment to finding true love.
She's okay. I'll give her a 6.
Hey, Nick.
Hello.
I want to tell you, like, I seriously I would not be here if it wasn't you.
Gave her a 7.5.
So make sure you come and scoop me up later, okay?
I really hate that.
That girl's a model, by the way.
She is. Back her up. I'm serious.
I'm really excited.
She's tall. I like that. That's nice.
Oh, she's really, she's very pretty. From Greenville, South Carolina.
This is Nick's 4th time around. To meet.
Pancake face.
Do you see what I'm saying, though? She's like, when she smiles, nothing goes up.
Who, the model?
No, the one before. She does. Oh my God, she looks like Farrah.
To finding true love.
Hey, Nick.
Hello.
I wanted to tell you, like, I seriously, I would not be here if it wasn't you.
Nice lips, nice mouth.
So make sure you come and scoop me up later, okay?
I really think that Nick 6. Is husband
she's
material.
A 6.
So I'm really excited.
Starting at a baseline of 5.
Look at the body on her.
How are you?
I'm Lauren.
Nice to meet you, Lauren.
Nice to meet you.
Lauren is a law school grad.
Ooh,
some
nice.
Pretty terrible last names. Vile.
What's yours?
A Hussy. Hussy.
So sense of humor.
Together, you and I are a disgusting slut.
Perfect.
I think that there's like a solid.
Ooh, I like this hussy.
That still thinks that he's like.
Yeah, I like her too.
Look, I've seen end of season Kaylin seasons. He was not liked. Bachelor in Paradise probably showed more.
She's got chipmunk cheeks, doesn't she?
Weird.
That's your pancake face, girl.
I'm giving Lauren an 8, man.
Makes the lemonade.
I'm very excited. You look great.
Thank you.
Who's this chick?
I don't want to hear other people's opinions. I want to form my
Lauren,
own.
Lauren, the law school grad. This is Michelle. Yeah.
4th time.
She's a food truck operator.
Well,
in other words, she's got her own restaurant.
She's an entrepreneur.
She's going places.
She's an entrepreneur.
She's cute.
If you recall, Neil Rubin did a story about Johnny Spirit.
Yeah.
Johnny Spirit's mom operates a food truck.
Oh.
She takes her on to businesses around lunchtime, you know.
Okay.
And Johnny Spirit said his mother had a restaurant. Did she own her own restaurant? And Neil pointed out
that
she pushed a food cart around. So anyway, that's kind of what this girl is. And there's nothing wrong with that. It is a business. She's an entrepreneur.
What about Michelle just before her? Did you have a vote on her?
Wait, I thought that was Lauren.
Oh, Michelle, the food truck. Oh, wait. This isn't Michelle?
No.
Oh, this is Dominique. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they blew through Michelle pretty quickly.
Michelle was the food truck operator. This is
Dominique's
a restaurant server. Yeah.
Oh, back it up. Wait,
I'm
who's
sorry.
Michelle?
All right.
I'm
sorry, Dominique, for judging you. Oh.
Bachelor in Paradise probably showed more of.
Oh, that chick's freaking me out.
Chipmunk cheeks.
So I've heard your past relationships have been lemons.
Okay.
She's short.
That's food truck girl.
She's short. I'm very excited. You look great.
Thank you.
I don't want to hear other people's opinions.
6.
I gave her 5.
I think that 4th time's a charm, right?
Nice smile.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm excited you're
excited. Dominique, she's cute.
That's pretty brave to go on the show.
What are you giving her?
Dominique, I'm giving her a 7.
Hi.
Joe's giving some harsh ratings back here. Okay, here comes Ida Marie, who's a sales manager.
Hey, back her up. Whoa.
Amazing tonight.
Well, you're kill it yourself.
Thank you. Oh,
shut up.
For me, he has dumb shtick, by the way.
And me too.
All right, so we're going to do a trust fall.
All right.
Are you ready?
I got you.
A trust fall.
Okay. I'm actually kind of
nervous. Oh, God. Two. You just got docked one. Got ooh, nice I'm leg, though.
So happy that he's willing to do this. It's a big
she's
thing.
She's tall.
To do.
She's built.
Like, if it wasn't him, then I wouldn't do it. So.
I am from Alaska.
Okay.
So. Was it beef, Joe?
I had a Marie.
I didn't get a look at her breath.
She's got a rack. She got reaction.
Right, so I'm giving her an 8.
Yeah, I agree. Ida Marie, I gave her an 8, too. We're on to Olivia now.
Well, I wanted to give you an S because is that okay?
Let's do it.
Olivia's a...
knock it off.
Good.
This is kind of apparel shop.
I mean, I just met Nick. He's been on 3 seasons. He's been runner-up twice.
She's going to done her hair for the show. Jeez.
Final row. He was ready. Like, it wasn't his choice to be. Sorry.
Yeah, she had some big furry coat on. She's from Alaska, I think.
Yeah. 6.
I don't know why she wore that.
Six.
I wanted to like her.
Runner up.
Yeah, I'd say she's a 6. I agree.
Oh, my God. What is this?
Sarah is a school teacher. Great school teacher.
She came
running up in running shoes.
Yeah, because she's got a rack.
Athletic.
I thought you might appreciate another runner up, so I had to run up.
God. Clever. I like it.
I love you.
I like it.
Terrible sense of humor.
My name is Sarah.
That's a cute little plan word.
You.
Nice to meet
you, Sarah. Nice to meet you. Too.
I think this chick's unique looking. She has weird features, but I think they work.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk.
All right.
6.
That was pretty good.
No love for this chick?
Not really.
She's oh, really?
She's got giant boobs.
I'll take her.
That's why.
Number 1's, I'm moving her up to her.
Danielle?
They're not that giant.
Number 1's getting a 9 right now.
The very first chick?
Yeah, I gave her 9. Okay, here comes Jasmine, pro basketball dancer.
Nice.
My name is Jasmine. I know you've done this before a million times. So I just wanted to help get some things off your plate now.
Okay.
So I brought a friend with me to help us.
Oh, no.
This is so stupid.
Neil. Is it Curly Neil?
No, it's the ring guy.
I thought the last time was the
Neil
last
Lane,
time.
The guy sizes the diamond rings or whatever when they get.
You know, though, I'm not docking her for this. This is a producer making it, right?
And, this was my favorite.
This one's your favorite?
Okay. Probably, you're probably right.
So we got that out of the way.
All right.
You're good.
Like a girl who knows what she wants.
6.
Neil Lane is here. Ring guy? Oh, wow.
It's so surreal.
Yeah.
Is this actually, like, happening? Like, a girl brought Neil Lane with her. It's crazy.
Dominique's hot, man. I'm bumping her up.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Bumping her up to an 8.
I don't want to make you any more nervous.
Okay. Oh, Haley.
That sounds like there's a butt there.
There's a butt.
Where's this butt?
It's Haley, the photographer.
So, do you know what a girl wearing underwear says?
Do you know what a girl wearing underwear says?
And he's going to go, I don't know. And she's going to, I don't know either. Is that the joke?
Underwear says?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Neither do I.
It's kind of hot, though.
Okay. Good for you.
Ooh, I'm gums! Whoa.
Very nice to meet you. Let's get another
She's
hug.
Got big teeth, though. The ratio's not as big as it might seem.
Man. And I want to spend time discussing, like, past relationships.
She's tall.
Because his past
She's putting up big time.
Perfect. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I shouldn't have underwear.
Like he wants. I mean, we're adults here, like.
Yeah, big mouth.
You're going to marry somebody.
I'm going to go with an 8 on her.
Yeah, I think she's an 8, easily.
Just drive the car. Sex is a very important part.
That's Dominique.
You can't stop talking about sex.
That's Dominique.
My name is Astrid. Ich weiß, du bist sehr in touch.
Get to the chopper!
Sucker. German,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
I took German.
Good.
Terrible.
Hast du schon die Busen gesehen?
Have you seen the breasts?
This sounds amazing.
They are real?
I'm far
only
off.
You knew what I said.
I'm far off.
She's got a huge
sex
bush.
A I mean, that's what he's here for, right?
Oliver German was about sex.
And figure out who he likes and see
she's
who he
pretty
wants
cute.
To start a relationship with. So.
She's horny as hell, too.
It's definitely tough competition.
I'll give her an 8.
German, but I could swear she
I'm surprised
sex.
She and that other girl weren't making out in the limo on the way over. They're both so horny.
Really?
I actually met Nick. James Tanner's wedding.
Okay, here's a chick that put out for Nick.
And they're definitely
oh, this is okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
at the
yeah.
stupid wedding, and he does not recognize her originally. By the time she walks in, he sort of knows who she is.
It's not been that great.
There and we had sex, and nice. It was just a fun night. Ooh.
She's good looking too.
Ooh, she's beautiful.
Hi.
I'm definitely nervous, and I'm curious to see if she kind of figures out who I am.
She's short. She's in heels, man.
Excited to see you.
I'll give you a hint too. He docks her for not having called him after he banged her because he asked for a phone number. She wouldn't give it, and then he never heard from her, so he picked her last.
Wow.
But he picked her.
He did pick her though.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
She's beautiful.
She's hot.
Yeah?
How are you?
I don't think it's set in yet.
No?
It feels slightly surreal. Little nerves.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
Your dress is great.
She's looking right down at her boobs.
I know you a little bit better.
Yeah.
And I'll see
you
inside.
You know her a little bit better. You've already banged this chick. She's getting a 9, though.
Wow, a 9.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
Give her an 8.5.
Who I am.
Oh, I don't know if you do halves.
And I kind of like that. I like a little mystery.
Doing halves. I kind
of
want
to see how the night plays out. And I can't wait to refresh his memory a little bit.
Hot! That's a great line.
You remember when your dick was in my mouth?
Well, she should start. I had
that dream again.
You're worried now? Hot now, you're worried now? How about this? You know, now?
Should go to 9.5 now?
She shows him her butthole, and then he goes, oh, Liz! Oh, where have you been, Liz?
She can't stop talking about getting it on with him, too. They had her on before the show, before the limos. She talked to the producers.
So she was number 17. How many other? There's
30 chicks.
There's 8 more?
Yeah, there's 13 more, I think.
That chick's not very attractive. Got here, Harrison.
Yeah, they're just dicking around. There's a limo coming up right now. Here we go.
Well, this could be really good or really bad.
I think the talent goes downhill in the last group, the last 13. My numbers are low.
Don't influence. No influencing.
Sorry.
And he said he's wishing this guy good luck.
This chick
gets to pick what chicks he wants to bang.
This chick's cute. I like her.
Hello.
Hi.
Corinne.
Good. I'm Corinne.
Corinne, nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
Beautiful.
I can't believe this moment is finally here.
I know.
This journey is about to be so crazy.
Oh, journey knocked.
I'm here for you. So,
Doc.
This is for you.
All right.
It is a hug token.
Doctor, another one.
I want you to come find me later to cash it in so we can talk.
You want a BJ token?
Right. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So nice to meet you,
Corinne. Bye.
All right, take care.
Just gives that to Harrison. Seven. She gets a 7.
Oh, hey, don't miss this girl.
Huge neck. Oh, my God.
How you doing?
She's eating leaves off the trees.
Wow. I mean, yeah.
Wow, that's a neck.
Oh, wow.
Don't miss the rest of her. She's hot.
Oh, French, that's kind
of
hot.
To get the translation of that.
What is the name?
Vanessa.
Vanessa.
Je m'appelle Vanessa.
Je m'appelle Nick.
There we go.
You look great.
Thank you. So do you.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So I can get a hug.
Nice dress, I agree.
Enjoy for my number.
You too. All right. See you soon.
8.5.
You guys are really relishing this this project.
8.5.
Yeah, I give her an 8.5 too.
I know.
Oh, God, she's
a
gift.
I like this girl, but she is no rack at all.
Nice to meet you.
How dare she?
Drop some tubes in there, though.
Okay.
I don't like her hair.
Giving people homemade gifts. My dad has been making
maple syrup. She's a neonatal nurse. She makes good bucks.
Oh, okay. I love syrup. I make a mean French toast. So.
I do, too.
I'm very confident in my French toast.
I'm, like, super confident in my French toast. If you want to try it.
She's okay.
Could be caught in boring drivel with this chick forever, though.
Ooh.
That's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, really she's shaking, too.
Fingers are clean. Aww.
They are.
She stuck her finger in his mouth with the syrup on.
To keep the other girls. Kind of hot. Come find me.
I will definitely come find you.
Okay.
Right. She's okay. I don't know.
Sticky.
7.5.
She's cute.
7.5.
I gave her 7.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I don't know. A Razorback fan.
Yeah, this I docked this girl big time for this routine.
And I'm from Arkansas.
Okay.
So every time something exciting happens,
her eyes are so deep set. They're not like sunken, but.
Start this party off right, okay?
Oh,
so we go, spirit fingers down.
I got that.
Pig, silly. Oh.
Nailed it.
She gets a 1.
Find me inside. Right.
Giving her a 1.
Yeah, I got to give her 3 for that. That was so
really
dumb. And she's not bad looking.
How you doing?
Hi.
How are you?
Is this chick maybe half black? I don't know.
Jamie.
So good to meet you.
So nice to meet you, too.
Nice legs.
I've definitely watched your journey. You've been through
God.
A lot. Oh, boy.
I really give it to you. You have some balls.
Well.
And so do I.
What? She's a tranny.
Let me show you.
All right. Oh, wow. Okay.
She pulls out her nose ring, which are balls.
You know, lay it out on the table, show you what I'm working with.
It's like everybody's really nice so far. What do you like?
5.5.
So far. True colors will come out.
Really? I give her 6.5.
I've got balls. Oh, my God.
All right. You're recycling a bad joke.
Okay. She
He has balls.
Whoa.
Yeah. I like when the girls start picking on each other. One girl just gets pounded.
Absolutely.
Typically, I ask my patients to take their shirts off.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
Ew.
Sometimes.
Ew.
Yeah, she's got an awful smile.
Decisions being made.
Whole face collapse.
Maybe. Giving her a five. You say five?
Weird massage.
Okay.
Uh huh.
I'll take that.
Take
who's
that?
This chick?
Okay.
Pretty good.
This right. is Susanna. Raven, is it? The boutique Susanna. Owner, Danielle, the.
Susanna.
Oh, Susanna already? Oh, she's. I don't know what she is.
Okay.
Care. She's a four.
I'm giving her a 5.5.
Hi.
Josephine, the nurse.
Oh, got zero.
She's really weird, too.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you. I'm Josephine.
Josephine?
I know you haven't always had successful
relationships oh my God.
In your past.
I
don't know how this chick made the cut.
She
really
did?
Well, no, she made the cut to be on the show.
He didn't keep her, though.
I just wanted to let you know that
I think he might have.
In my book.
Oh, my God.
Is that real? I hope it's real.
She has a book with a hot dog in it.
I'll give it a shot.
No one wants to eat a hot
dog. Okay. It's weird. A raw hot dog.
They're super not
I'm giving her
delicious.
A negative five.
This chick is just weird.
Joe?
I was going to give her a four, but she might be a three
she's the,
now.
She's the worst.
She's a three.
Yeah.
Likewise.
All
right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I feel embarrassed for her.
I haven't had an uncooked hot dog since I was six.
Ugh.
That was something.
How's it going up in here?
Like your red dress.
Oh, sisters in red.
Twins.
Everyone's in red. Oh, my God. Allie's in red. How did this happen?
I did not get the memo to win.
Sarah, yeah.
One of whose friends think he's an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't wear my red dress. I had a red dress, and I almost wore it, and I got talked out of it.
I know you're dating lots of other women.
Brittany.
So far.
So I just want to make sure that you're clean, okay?
Okay. I'm
travel right. agent.
Where are we going with this?
I'm
going
to need you to turn around for me.
Okay.
And bend over.
Ugh.
Check it out.
What the
another girl in red.
No.
She's okay.
I'm not happy that I am one of 15 wearing a red dress.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
The shtick was just so stupid. I don't even know what happened. I don't even think they could show it.
I'll just give her a five.
She apparently stuck her finger in his ass, and they didn't show it.
Jasmine.
Wait, now there's five girls in red dresses. Wait, now there's like 10 girls in red dresses. Hello.
Hello. You look fantastic.
I don't know. I'm just giving Jet.
Ooh.
This is Whitney, the Pilates chick.
Nice.
You're kidding.
So many red dresses. I cannot believe how many people wore red. Like, really?
Wait, I want to know more about Whitney.
I wish I didn't wear a red dress.
Oh, my God.
Here you go. Get ready.
Oh, my God.
Another girl in red.
Why is she coming in right here?
I don't think I've ever seen a camel before.
And what a camel,
Hi.
Too.
Hi. I gave you, like, a good hump.
Okay.
And so do I.
Did she just say she likes a hump?
She did not.
She said, I hear you like a good hump. So do I. She's on a camel.
Give her props.
Hi. I'm Lacey.
Nice to meet you, Lacey. That was very impressive.
Thank you. Everyone likes a good hump.
I mean, I don't
know. Oh, you just already said that.
She's actually pretty hot.
Somebody just came
I don't know.
She's cute. She's cute.
What?
Oh, you're 6'5".
And then she slid.
Who's Farrah? I like her.
Super jealous of that. Why didn't I think
which one, Joe?
You gotta make the first impression.
I gotta see which one. You think she looks like Farrah?
Yeah, and she's hot.
Which one?
The one who looks like Farrah, right there. In the red.
She just came in on a camel.
What?
Yes,
her, yeah.
She said something.
On the left.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's really hot. I don't see the Farrah.
Oh, I think she looks a lot like her.
Why didn't I think of a camel?
But naturally.
You gotta make the first impression. Do what you gotta do.
You go, girl.
Hi, hi.
She's okay.
Anyone that says you go, girl, should be eliminated immediately. I hate that.
Camel, and I'm like, why was that not me? Who's gonna be the camel? Like, how are you gonna be the camel?
What?
Heads up.
Jeans? Oh my God, a costume.
Oh my God. Wow.
Alexis. Oh, she's
amazing.
A dolphin
I'm
trainer.
Alexis. Alexis. I can't really nice see you.
But everyone thinks that's a shark outfit.
Wait, it has a shark flash outfit. To it.
I know, I
why
love it.
Why don't you give me a little twirl? I like that. Wow.
I just want to let you know. I'm so excited to meet you.
There we go.
And I definitely can't wait to talk to you more inside.
Oh definitely. Sounds great. All right.
Thank you.
Zero.
Right, you walk in now.
I know. I can't walk. This is so embarrassing.
This is so good.
She never takes it off, so you never know what her body looks like.
The whole night?
Red. Yeah, go. No, the whole night.
Women.
That was intense.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Well, just take the first chick and be done with it.
I thought there was another chick. No, she's the last one. Well, listen to the reaction.
Costume, but she's a dolphin, and I just love dolphins.
So that's a dolphin. It's not a shark.
I'm a dolphin.
I keep thinking it's a shark. Are we sure it's a dolphin?
There's a debate whether she is a shark or dolphin.
Interesting.
We don't know, and I'm not sure she does either.
I'm perplexed by Shark Lady.
No, it's a dolphin costume.
Shark girl's so silly. Oh,
she gets picked.
All right, dolphin.
Yeah, because he just wants to see how hot she is.
I'm swimming in a sea of women, definitely. But
I'm doing good.
In terrible voice. Suit.
Your dresses are so pretty, too. I was going to wear a red dress, too. Thank God I didn't.
Oh, my gosh. That's embarrassing. Oh,
so there you have it.
Wow.
There's 30 chicks, all who want to ball this guy. Every one of them. They all want to nail him. Every one of them, he can nail any of them. That's a hell of a position to be in, isn't it?
Well, and one he already has and doesn't remember. That's grand.
I got to wonder what it's like to be that guy, Nick, who's been on the show twice. Can you imagine the recognition he
must have? Probably got a massive ego.
I don't even know why he'd want to be on the show. You would figure...
He's the Baltimore chicks.
Exactly. He's on that Bachelor in Paradise thing. He gets to meet like 10 super hot chicks every summer when that's on.
I mean, he's looking for love.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
third time's the charm, Drew. He might find his wife now.
Yes.
And fall in love and have the family he's always wanted to have. Via anal sex.
So who's the favorite? Anybody?
I like the first chick. I like Danielle.
Dominique. Yeah. Danielle.
I like Dominique, too.
I like Danielle a lot. Which one's Dominique?
Is that
the German? Yeah, Astrid's all right.
Dominique's the black chick that you guys like.
Yeah, Vanessa I gave an 8.5. I like her.
Vanessa's strong. She's really tall. She's the one that will be eating leaves off the treetops. She's got the big neck.
Yeah.
But she is strong. I think the model's really... That's the Farrah lookalike.
What's her name?
The model Angela, I believe her name is.
Oh, I gave her 6. Yikes. Farrah?
Yeah, he gave Farrah 6, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Which chick was Hussy?
Lauren.
Yeah, I liked Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren was cute. I think all of those made the cut, I think.
What about Dolphin Chick?
Dolphin Chick.
I thought she was pretty hot. Great
she
curse.
Made the cut. I mean, it seemed ridiculous, but she did.
Did you set your record for the other new show that's on again tonight, The Wall?
I did not.
Produced by LeBron James.
I got to set it right now. What channel is it on?
NBC. It's LeBron James is producing the show. It's basically Plinko. Everybody knows Plinko from Price is Right. With the dumbest / easiest trivia questions.
Yeah.
Like one of the final questions last night was, it's all multiple choice. And when it gets to the hardest level, you have to choose from 4.
Uh-huh.
And it was Arizona Cardinals, Kansas City Chiefs, San Diego Chargers, and like Oakland Raiders. And they showed a clip of Jerry Maguire, show me the money. And what team did Cuba Gooding Jr.'s character play for?
Oh, the Cardinals.
Yeah. That was the second hardest question of the night.
Really?
Yeah. So then... If you get the question, people are sequestered. It's kind of hard to explain. It's really convoluted, but once you watch it one time, you can get it down. And then they drop these balls, and they like can land in $1 or they can land in $1 million. And then your number goes up, and the person that's sequestered who's answering the questions has to decide, do I keep the money that's guaranteed based on how many I got right, or do I go with what The Wall gave us? So last night, they had these people were up to $1.3 million. And she got the last question wrong, and it was a tripler. So, like I said, it's really convoluted how the rules are. So these 3 balls drop, and because she got the question wrong, become negative balls. And one went in the million, one went in 300,000, and one went in 50,000.
Oh!
So The Wall gave them 0.
She lost it all?
And so she had to decide, do I go with the guaranteed money, which she didn't know, but was $120,000, or do I go with The Wall? And she went with The Wall. And I couldn't stop laughing, which is
versus
really
120 grand. Wouldn't you think you'd go for The Wall though?
You don't know. You don't know what the totals are. She's basing it on, I think I only got 3 or 4 out of 6 questions right, and you get 20,000 plus whatever you got in the first round total. It's just, you know, you have something if you do that.
Right.
But then again, if you think you got questions wrong, that means more negative balls got dropped. on the wall. But it's really like watching somebody play the lottery. Watch it. I think you will enjoy it.
I have watched it. I watched about half an episode, and I just was surprised at how easy it was to see your money disappear, like you were just describing.
Yeah. No, I know. That's what makes it enjoyable.
And, you know, $1 versus, you know, a couple hundred grand is a pretty substantial difference.
It is funny watching somebody win $1, too. It's almost as enjoyable as watching someone lose a million when it goes in a million.
You know, I saw that one story about George Michael where this chick was on Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
And she'd won a certain amount of money, and she's all excited to get in vitro. Uh-huh. She wanted to have kids really bad, and she lost. Somehow at the end, she blew the whole thing, and so George Michael wrote her check for the in vitro, which is pretty cool. I would think more people would do that, by the way. Just really rich people watching shows like that.
If they're watching them, yeah. That'd be really cool, like to be Bill Gates and just sit around and watch game shows and then call them up and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? If you got
I guess you
that much money to throw
money,
around.
Maybe in other ways, but whatever.
Let's see, we're at the one-hour mark, so we got to start getting a little more disciplined about parts one and two.
Sorry.
We have advertisers coming on board next week,
ooh,
including our friends at Zot Ford,
ooh,
sponsoring the studio, by the way. We have a studio sponsor,
mm-hmm,
and Greg Roche is coming back.
Nice.
Which means, who knows, there may even be some cosmetic surgery given away before.
Awesome.
Before it's all over. I think David Hall's jumping in the fray.
Oh, cool.
I know. And there's some other possibilities, too. So we may actually be a viable operation by February, March. At least we're something's coming in.
Yeah.
The Amazon thing's doing great, too, by the way. Yeah. Man, people are buying shit.
Yeah, if you're buying stuff on Amazon, use the portal, which can be at drewandmikepodcast.com. Just click on it and then order away all, you know, everything you want on Amazon. You know, if you do purchasing for a company, feel free to, you know.
Boy, that's really nice.
Look on the portal and then do all your company purchasing.
And an email from somebody who's doing just that with their
brilliant
company money.
Brilliant.
It looks like a lot of purchases are coming our way.
That's huge.
So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Very nice. By the way, I was reading about all of the Christmas money shopping. You know, what did we do? Did we spend enough money to make everyone happy?
$1 trillion, right? Thanks to Trump. I mean, he took credit for it.
Well, whether it was for him or for whoever we did it for, we did very well. We should be proud of ourselves. But the bad news is
everybody's returning it. We're returning $1 trillion.
No, it's mostly online, and they're just talking about the possibility that these big department stores are not going to survive.
I
would think it's just a matter of time, really.
Isn't that mind-blowing?
What happens when that happens?
I'm trying to look at the other side of this. It's been the downfall's been predicted for 10 years now, really, and they are surviving to a different standard. It's just they're going to have to find a different way to operate. I mean, they have a huge advantage in that
if people
you can go look at the product and try it out. But then again, Amazon, you can return stuff for free a lot of times, or Zappos.
It's really I think that's a big returning stuff is a big hassle to me. I don't like returning stuff
at a store or
either
through the
either,
mail. Yeah.
Either one. I don't. That's why I like going to a store.
They do make it so easy though to return.
That's
this
true.
Stuff. I don't know. I don't
do
know.
Do you dislike going to a store?
It does. You know,
if I don't have to go to a store, of course. If it's something like a jersey or something like that,
you want to hear something ridiculous? I actually like doing it just to get out of the house sometimes.
I totally understand.
You know, like,
and I agree. It's sort of like, to me, it's kind of a window to the world,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, I need as many windows to the world as I, especially doing this. Just
that's ridiculous.
Well, plus we stare at screens enough.
Yeah.
That it's like, I don't, you know, but then again,
no, it's something
we
do
buy
to do.
A lot of stuff via Amazon.
It's something to go out and do. And
that's ridiculous.
Well, especially a mall or something where there's a lot of stores.
Did I tell you about my visit to the Comcast store? Maybe I was telling Tom.
Why'd you
it's
go to
ridiculous.
Comcast? Why would you go to Comcast?
I have DirecTV, and it's expensive, and I'm thinking about switching everything from AT&T DirecTV to Comcast. You know,
why isn't he getting – it's ridiculous, Jay. Is the market a pass for
it's not ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
The ridiculous drops I see have made it to the four.
This is ridiculous.
I love these.
So I went online. Comcast has been sending me stuff to change.
Uh-huh.
So I went online and checked it out, and I'm like, I got too many questions.
This is ridiculous.
I just have too many questions. My situation's so unique.
You need to go to Comcast.
So my debate was, do I actually spend like 2 hours on the phone with a Comcast rep, or do I go see him in person?
I think it's ridiculous. They should do something about that.
They should do something about that. You know, it's at Coolidge in like 15. And so I go in there.
I'm shocked you did this, by the way.
I was running errands.
Probably should have talked to Jay first because Jay got the back door to talk to people at Comcast.
Oh, really?
It's getting ridiculous.
It does.
Well, in the end, it worked out because I called DirecTV and told them, hey, they want to knock this much off my bill. What can you do? Like, $50 off your bill for a year and we'll send you new equipment that you can
install. That's ridiculous.
But one of the reasons I didn't want to change is I walked into the Xfinity store and I said, look, I'm a DirecTV AT&T customer. I want to switch to you guys. Who do I need to talk to? And she goes, there's 15 people ahead of you. And I said, really? Wow. How long is that going to take? She's like, I really don't know.
This is in person?
This is in person. I said, well, hey, by the way, do these people have Comcast, right? She goes, yeah. I go, what are they doing here? Like, I don't know. If you have Comcast, why are you at the store?
Really, exactly.
She's like, trading in equipment or I forgot what else she said.
And how many people are waiting on people?
There were a lot.
There were.
There were enough, but there were, you know, 15 people. So I just said, okay, later. I just left because I'm like, I'm not going to wait on the phone. I'm not going to wait in person either.
That sounds like how I would make a decision like that.
Well, and I will say, you know, I've had problems with DirecTV, but they by far and away have the best customer service. It's not even close.
Now,
compared to anybody I've ever dealt with.
Explain
on the
to me,
phone.
What is it they do for you that is so important in terms of customer service?
They answer questions. They answer the phone immediately.
They do.
And they answer questions immediately, and they'll transfer to the right department.
You don't get through as quickly, though, if you're not a potentially new account. Do you lie when you call
DirecTV?
Yeah, DirecTV.
No, I don't know. You just call and they pull up, you know, they have it on your phone and they know who you are.
I've been stuck on hold with DirecTV and somebody said, say, don't call from your phone and act like you're a new account and you get through much faster.
It's interesting. Now, the weird thing is
they're such bullshit.
They're combined with AT&T now. And I told you, I spent an hour and a half on the phone with AT&T dealing with my cell phone and stuff. So it's like, I think you guys might want to take the DirecTV approach with customer service.
The whole time is ridiculous.
It's amazing because there's such a competitive marketplace. Whole
you'd think they would bust technology. Their balls a little bit more on the customer service, for crying out loud. Okay. You know, before we do knock off part one, I do want to mention Terry Foster was back today. Did you get to listen to him?
I did listen to him a bit today. Sounds great.
Good.
Sounds like the old Terry.
Yeah. He was out a long time.
He was.
How long was it? Like 4 or 5 months or something?
Yeah. I saw him a while ago at Drew Sharp's viewing and talked to him there. And, you know, he looked good. He was doing good. But he sounded even better today when I heard from him, you know, heard him on the air. But I don't know if that's because it's just listening to him on the air.
I'm trying to remember when he went off. I know I saw him opening day of baseball season, but that was in April, for Christ's sake.
True, it's been I think it might be six. No, because it was after 105.1 ended. It was like right after.
Probably August.
I think it was mid-June or mid-July.
Oh, was it mid-July? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, stroke is pretty serious business.
Yeah.
But originally they acted like he was coming right back and everything was fine, and I think he thought better of it, and maybe doctors thought better of it. He had to make some changes. And
it sounded really scary, too, talking to people that work there. With the stroke, immediately everyone's like, he's fucking drunk.
Yeah, I heard that part of the story, and that was really freaky, the fact that, you know, that you'd have this sort of warning in the fact that you're essentially slurring your words.
Yeah, and your gait's a little different.
Yeah. And then finally, I think he went to his doctor who said, get the hell to the hospital right now. Yeah. So apparently he may have dodged a big bullet. And I don't know, were they talking about all the changes he has to make? Or they just kind of say Terry's back in
the
school?
You know what? I didn't listen at 2 when they started. It was more in the 5 o'clock hour. So they were talking about Tracy Clay's being blown out at Minnesota.
Oh.
And then they were talking Lions, and then I had to turn it off.
What is it, you know, honestly, what is there to talk about the Lions? Another sports station, obviously, going to talk about the Lions. They have no choice.
I know.
But I'm just thinking, if I was on the radio today or this week, the only thing I would have to say about the Lions, and Carlos, what's Carlos's last name? Yeah. He's actually saying the Lions have no chance to win, zero chance to win. And that's how I feel, which makes me feel like, what's the point of talking about it? Let's just go watch the game Saturday night and watch them lose.
It is the NFL, so it's never zero because the NFL's stupid like that. But what is it, 5-10? I mean, if they played 10 times, would the Lions win once?
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
They would win once out of 10.
I didn't think they'd beat Green Bay, Dallas, or New York. And after they lost New York, I was certain they'd lose the last two. And I'm certain they're going to lose this game. And I don't even know it's going to be close. I mean, kind of close, but not. I don't think they'll really threaten terribly. I don't think Seattle will ever be on their heels in this game.
No. Mm-mm. But, you know, all NFL games are close now.
True.
What game would you rather watch less? That one or the one before with Houston and Oakland?
Yeah. Connor Cook may play in that game.
Yikes.
It sounds like they really don't want him to play. I mean, they're really talking about, God, if there's some way to get McGloin on the field.
So you don't think, so if the Lions played Seattle 10 times, you don't think they'd win one?
Not for a playoff game. I just don't. I know it's crazy. It's probably ridiculous.
They played 20 times. Would they win once?
I suppose.
Okay, so 5%.
I just feel like they'll do what they have to do to lose. I know that sounds ridiculous, but because they're not that bad.
They're not that good of a team, though. They're not that good.
I just feel like...
That's ridiculous.
It's the same thing every time out. When they're playing a bad team, it's gonna be one of those things where they play down to the competition.
Well, to that point...
Stafford has his fourth quarter fireworks, and they win.
What team...
It's ridiculous.
What team in the playoffs do you think is getting the most money bet on them in Vegas to win it all, to win the Super Bowl?
New England?
Nope. Which I would have thought it would be New England. Nope. Dallas.
What?
Dallas is 7-2 odds. The Patriots are 7-5.
Don't tell me Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Are you kidding?
You got it.
Really? Because they're hot.
Yeah, they're hot, and they have odds that are 10-1, so that's pretty good value. Who do you think has the lowest odds to win the Super Bowl out of all the
Lions?
You got it. 100-1. They have lower odds than the Oakland Raiders, who have their quarterback blown out.
I swear to God,
the Texans.
I want to bet my net worth on the Lions not winning the Super Bowl. It seems like I'm stupid not to do that.
Yeah, no, you would be stupid not to do that.
Because I would be essentially winning, what, one one-hundredth of my net worth to win the bet? I mean,
you could bet very well in that. You could bet the money line on Seattle this weekend.
Not true.
I wonder what the money line is.
I'd rather take the Super Bowl bet.
Well, yeah, but that money line would be even larger.
Yeah.
You'd probably have to lay $10,000 to win $100.
I know. All right. Well,
oh my God, do you ever stop talking?
Oh, I know.
All right, Jay, thank you.
Part 2 coming up on the Drew and Mike podcast. Stand by.